Welcome to Heathen in the Hedge. This is a podcast about marriage, magic, and beyond. My name is Merlin.
And I'm Shay.
And today, we're just gonna say, fuck the American dream.
Yeah. it's Monday, and we feel like, I think a lot of us can relate on that failure of the sense of the American dream, you know, that I know that a lot of us grew up with that thought that, you know, you grow up, you get a job, you make a lot of money. If you're successful, you know, you go to college, you get a career, you have a family, and you put all that together and you just have like this grand old life. You know, everything just works out. And I think that, to be honest, a lot of us got kind of like bitch slapped by the reality that, you know, life is just not that way, and that some people... you know, maybe it is in the cards for them, you know, that life is just easy and it's what works. But a lot of us, you know, we're a little bit more of like the kindred souls, you know, we're out here just needing things that are just not as simple and put into a box as, you know, just graduate college, get married, have family and die, you know. It's sometimes a little bit more complicated than that.
Yeah, it's starting to feel like an unattainable distraction.
Yeah,
like the American dream is just to distract us so that we don't realize all the like the stupid bullshit that's going on in the world,
for sure.
And for sure. So we'll keep just, you know, spending money. So it's you're starting to see a lot of forward, like, alternative thinking people, mm-hmm. with outside the box of the American dream.
Excuse me. Yes.
Would you say that you were a black sheep? Like, what are some ways that you stood out from your peers as a young person?
You know, I've always been a little different, I think. I've always kind of looked at everything a little bit more like... I wouldn't necessarily call it even like, I would not call it like as simple as like realism or just like being real or like the realistic side of everything. But I always kind of felt like I thought about things like more just on the practical side, like, okay, what are ways that, you know, I could do this or I could do that. And, you know, I always just kind of felt like I thought of things a little bit differently than everyone else. But I don't really know if that stood out too much. Like I was telling you earlier, like when I was in high school, you know, everyone was like totally like into, you know, prom and football and being like that, like regular, like teenage kid and dating and getting asked to prom. Like everyone was just so obsessed with it. And I was that person who was like, I could care like 2 cents about the game, about the dance, about dating, about any of that. Like, I'm literally just trying to get through school and like survive. Like,
yeah,
I didn't really care that much about all of the like social aspects that came with it. Like, not necessarily saying that I wasn't like sociable or that I didn't have like, you know, social awareness, because I did. I was, you know, I would say that I was kind of like one of those like passing characters. Like I was always very friendly with everyone, and everyone, you know, who saw me would be able to, you know, be nice to me and say hey or whatever, like we'd be cool.
Yeah,
but I never really put myself in anything that was too like, I don't know, concrete, cement. Like I would just want to like tell my friends like it would just be a better idea if you didn't, like if you just didn't date, you know, somebody who goes to class down the hall, or it'd be better if you just didn't, you know, apply to that college that you know for a fact that you just,
well,
just too much things going on right now for you. And like those kinds of things, I had so many friends stressing themselves out about applying to colleges that they knew like that they didn't even want to go to.
Yeah, for sure. Much,
you know what I mean? Like, I just wish that I could like rewind to those times and say like, hey man, you like, you don't have to do that. I always felt a little pressured to do well academically, but I never necessarily felt the need to go to college, but I did just, I mean, for a little while.
Yeah. Yeah. The city, of Tulsa where I used to work used to do like an annual thing, and I only got in on one of them, but it was an annual thing. We would go to like a I guess it would be like a trade, not a trade school, but like a we would basically like mentor. It was kind of like a job fair, but we would also mentor kids about like, you know, what are you gonna do when you get out of school, that sort of thing. Totally like felt like we were recruiting them to work for the city, but basically like something that I learned talking to all of these kids the one time that I did it is like 90% of high schoolers are scared to death to become adults and have no fucking clue what they want to do, let alone whether or not they want to go to college or not. Like everyone, almost every one of the kids I talked to, college was being forced onto them by their parents. Like it was an ideal that their parents were forcing onto them. And I was like, do you want to go to college? I would ask all of them that. And most of them were like, honestly, no. Like, I feel like it's a waste of money because I don't even know what I want to do. Like,
Like that's the problem that like that's the thing that we're that I feel like we are missing in our society is that because our parents were told to go to college, that they pushed that on us. And in this time, in this generation, college isn't necessarily the golden key to your success. Sometimes it is literally the setback to your beginning. You could be going into your
Yeah, you're just
adulthood
putting yourself in
with
debt.
30, 40, 50, 60,000 dollars in debt because
Sometimes
you went to
hundreds.
college, hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt because you went to college. And I say that like if you know what you want to do and that's like your passion and you go to college and you get yourself in debt, that's okay if it pans out for you.
Yeah, for
If you
sure.
actually get a job doing something great that like is an actually great, well-paying job and you know you're doing well, that is awesome. But for the people that go and they kind of like are just straggling there because they don't really know what they want to do or because it's very difficult for them or you know maybe they don't have the financial means or maybe they don't have the support or whatever the case may be, that can just really be a hindrance to your life. Like it can just be hard to get past that. I felt like for me, a lot of the struggles I had with college because I didn't graduate a 4-year college. I tried. And it was always something that I felt like I had my heart set on. Like I wanted to graduate college so bad. I think it was just because I had always had it in me that a lot of my family members didn't have college degrees and that I wanted to be one of those people who did have a college degree. Like I wanted to just say I did it. But now that I've gotten so far in my life now, it doesn't seem like that's such a big deal, you know? It just felt like at the time, as a young person, I was told so many times that I needed to have a career to feel validated. And I feel like now in these days and ages, jobs don't even really care if you have a degree. Depending on what the job is, if you have experience, they'd rather have your experience over your degree.
And I whenever I was in my senior year of high school, I my mom like set me aside and she was like, I'm gonna support you in whatever you decide to do, but do you want to go to college or do you want to get a job? She was like, you can pick one or the other, but when you graduate, you have to decide one or the other. So I was like, I'm just gonna get a job. Like, that's what I'm doing.
I feel like that's totally fair.
Yeah.
I feel like for your kids, like it should be healthy to just let them have options and choices. You know, some of your children may want to get jobs. Some of them may want to go straight to college. Some of them may want to take a year, you know, leave. Some of them may want to go study abroad or go travel or whatever. I think that that's healthy is to allow your children to do those things, like allow them to make the choices because if you push them in one direction, it just becomes like this forced thing that either becomes, you know, the burden or the savior of the situation. So you just gotta go with, you know, gotta go with your gut.
Yeah, for
Let your
sure.
kids do them.
For sure.
I felt like I was pressured quite a bit young, as I was growing up to be like this academically, like very well off scholarly type of person. And it does stick with me. It makes me feel like I have something to prove. Like I was an only child and I do have half siblings, but I'm an only child to my mom. And so I feel like she views me so highly that I just kind of feel like I have to become something. And I think that a lot of us feel like that pressure, maybe, like
For
by our
sure.
parents or just by any figure to become something.
For sure.
Yeah, but no, but what I think is most important, what should be taught instead when it comes to like the dream, really, is just doing what you want to do.
Yeah, what's gonna fulfill you?
Yes.
'Cause most of the shit that they set us up for is not fulfilling. It's just made to bring in tax dollars, is what
Yeah,
it feels
exactly. You
like.
punch your ticket and you go home. But that the quote that I heard, and then we're gonna go back into our questions, but this quote that I heard once that always sticks with me is pretty much kind of like the quote that I go by without saying it. But you can do a job that pays your bills but doesn't, feed your soul. Feeds your mouth but doesn't feed your soul. And that's kind of like the kind of person I am. Like, I am just so deep into not having any discipline to do anything that doesn't feed my soul. Like, if I don't feel fulfilled, I just can't do it. And
Absolutely.
so that's why I think that a lot of those types of people exist. And that's why we have so many different ideas of like what kind of lives we can live now. America is a little bit different.
Yeah, for sure. And for me to answer the first and second question, because you've already answered it, both of them. No,
Well, I mean, I was kind of like wanting to roll into the question like officially, but
I know. But yeah, like I definitely was a black sheep. And I think to answer the second question, which was like, what were some of the BS ideals that were like pushed on you? Like, my mom didn't really push a whole lot because I think she realized pretty early on that I was uninfluencable. Like, I really don't fall into anything. I've always been the black sheep kid, like never really like had friends to speak of like a whole lot. I didn't date in high school. I never did any extracurricular stuff because I just didn't give a fuck. And my mom knew that, and I think that's why my senior year, because I did have a job my senior year. I worked at a machine shop and it was miserable. But I think that's why my mom like asked me like, you can like go to school or like you can find a better job. And I was like, I'm gonna find a better job. But yeah, like I was definitely a black sheep, like way early on. And sure, like all parents try to push stuff on you, but as far as like the whole college spiel, that wasn't pushed a whole lot. I did go to like trade school for graphic design and carpentry, but I didn't waste any money on college.
I mean, a lot of what we found out, these days is that we're missing a lot of our trades. We're missing a lot of people being, carpenters and plumbers and electricians
For sure.
and all that kind of stuff, and a lot of people are the problem was that because the last generation has pushed so hard on college, we're missing all of those really like small jobs that people forget about that you need. Like we're running low on all the people that we need for those kinds of
For
things.
sure, the one that I've noticed the most, and I don't even have room to speak because I can't do much in that realm either, is like auto mechanics. Like, there are not a lot of young people that know how to even change oil. Like, I can change oil, change a tire. I put a alternator in before. Like, I can do like basic mechanical stuff in a car, but like, I don't know how many younger people, and it's not even too much younger than I am, that don't even know how to change the oil or put a plug in a tire or just simple stuff like.
It's becoming like one of those things where we've become so dependent
Yeah.
on everything being kind of just readily available. And like I guess that maybe that is the dream, the fact that like you can just go to any corner and get whatever you want when you want it. Maybe that's the dream
Yeah.
that they wanted, and now
Yeah.
that we have it, great, fantastic. We're running so low
Yeah.
on every single thing
Yeah,
other than that.
all of the skilled trade professionals are like retiring. I mean, you have some younger people, but like the majority of your skilled trade professionals are coming close to retirement age. Yeah.
A lot of them are just trying to find, apprentices to kind of carry on like the lines of the things that we need to do. And so that kind of, that kind of opens up the question for.
What experience, well, it kind of, what experience throughout your life led you to like look at alternative like ways of living, like alternative ideals that don't fit into a traditional way of living and working and being.
Well, I know that we're not really doing it yet. I mean, kind of, sort of. We're making our way, but I felt like when I became an adult and I started looking, like, I felt like when I first started really, like, finding out things that I just didn't know, like, as a younger person, and just realizing, like, how important that credit is, and, like, how hard it is to buy, like, a house, and how hard it is to, like, just get things and do stuff. And my mom never really taught me the emphasis on those things. Like, I never had any financial literacy taught to me whatsoever growing up. And then I become an adult and I'm supposed to just kind of, like, unlearn all of these bad habits and teach myself how to be more responsible. And that was really, really hard. And I'm still learning how to do it, because it's really hard not to live that kind of, like, just whenever I want it, I can get it kind of life. Like, just being able to, like, say, well, I have money so I can go do this, or I have money so I can go do that. And I feel like that's a tough one.
Yeah,
It's a tough one to break into.
I didn't get any good lessons from my parents either as far as financial,
Literacy.
yeah, or like
Yeah.
responsibility. That would be
Yeah.
the thing. I mean, okay,
Who's teaching
I
you
came out of the
things?
gate like, I mean, credit wasn't even like if I didn't even start using credit until I was like forced into it, like in my early to mid 20s. Like, one of my parents got sick, and I basically fucked my credit, like trying to keep my parents' bills up,
Yeah.
and just right out of the gate, like kind of fucked myself, and like it's my credit's still shit. Like, I'll
Yeah.
go ahead and talk about that. Like,
I mean, it's not
it's a
easy.
hole that I cannot get out of,
Yeah,
and
it's not easy. The credit hole is not easy, because it's like they want you it's like they want you to have enough money to just pay off all of these debts, but at the same time, you have to have debt. You also have to have credit. You also have to have, like, the perfect amount of credit and the perfect amount of debt and the perfect amount of income at the same time. The ratio has to be the same level at all times. That's what's ridiculous. It's not as easy as they make it sound like, you know? And that's what we struggle with, because we would go through periods where we would pay off some stuff, our credit would get better, and then things would get hard and we wouldn't be able to keep up with the bill as
It's
much as we did before. So then they start to slip a little again, and then we'd lose a little bit, and then we'd lose a lot, honestly, because, like,
yeah.
you miss one and then it goes down by 57 points, but then you finally get it right and you gain 13.
Yeah,
So
it's a hole
it's,
that we can't get out
yeah,
of.
it
Like,
just
it's
keeps doing the dance where you just go back and forth
every
and
time
back
I
and
get
forth and
ahead,
back and
something
forth.
happens, and
Yeah.
yeah, it's and that's the way that they
So
want it
we
to
kind
be.
of, I think that was another thing that really pushed us toward this lifestyle, was because we started realizing how irritating the dance with credit was. And, like, just realizing that, maybe let's just think of a life where we don't need credit. Let's think of a life where we just don't care about credit, where we don't use credit
I
as
don't give a
often.
fuck about
And
credit
so
anymore.
we've kind of, like, that's kind of, I mean, I we're I'm working towards repairing our credit, because in the future, obviously, I want to be able to use it for things like getting credit cards or blah 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 for, like, business things. But I feel like currently we're really on, like, that strong path of just, like, paying everything with cash and just trying to, like, keep up with, like, our regular, because that's the thing, is it's really hard trying to deal with, like, your background crap while you're dealing with literally daily life. Like, they want you to pay your bills, pay your rent, buy groceries, keep all of your things on, do all the things right, and still put back money to pay off your debts and have money to save.
Especially if you live
But
so
you're not making enough money.
especially
So,
if especially if you live somewhere like Colorado, 'cause it's
yeah.
I mean,
It's extremely expensive, and they're not really, I mean, they're paying, but they're not paying enough.
you can make $40,000 or $50,000 a year here, which in Oklahoma would have been considered like pretty decent
We banking
wages.
in Oklahoma right
We
now.
it's poverty here. Like,
We're
it's
poverty
we are in
level.
poverty.
We're, like, I mean, we're making it, like, our bills are paid, like, and don't get me wrong, okay, in the midst of all of the things that are going on in the world right now, like, I am so thankful that we are able to still buy food and have rent and electricity and have everything paid and pretty much, like, not be homeless. You know what I mean? Like, I am more than anything thankful for that.
How do you, like,
but it's rough.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
it's
no, it is. It is.
So expensive.
Well, you were just,
and it's going up.
That leads kind of into the next question. Like, actually, I'm going to combine the next two questions. How's the 9-to-5 working for us? And do we think that we'll ever get out of that? Like, attain, like, some sort of freedom away from this bullshit American scheme?
I do. Because we've been working towards it.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I've been meaning to have an episode where we will talk a little bit more, like, in-depth about what it is that, you know, we do and kind of, like, what our future plans are and all that kind of stuff, like, but I really want to talk more about that stuff when we're closer to doing them.
For sure.
Seems more like,
yeah, that's
more exciting knowing that, like, those are in the works.
It's probably like 2 or 3 months out.
Yeah, we have a lot more time to talk about that stuff. But in general, yeah, like, I always kind of knew I'd have a hard time living like a traditional type of life.
Me too.
I never really liked working jobs. Like,
me either.
I had a hard time keeping jobs, especially, you know, when I knew definitely that I was unhappy.
Yeah.
But I felt like when I kind of transitioned into doing my own thing creatively, that really opened a lot of doors. That kind of really helped me realize that I am, you know, a hustler. Like, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a person who, you know, I could make money off of my talents alone and not really have to have like a piece of paper that says so-and-so.
Yeah.
That was like my first real taste of doing that. Like,
yeah,
a lot of people kind of ask me about that. You know, it's all about having the bravery to just start.
Yeah.
If you have any kind of talent, no matter what it is, if you know what you're doing, no one can tell you no. No one can tell you that you're not qualified. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I learned. Like, I would go stressing myself out about, well, if I wanted to do this, I can't because I don't have a degree, or I can't do this because I don't have a degree, or I can't do this. And then after a while, I kind of just said, well, you know, I'm an artist. I've been doing art my entire life.
Yeah.
Just because I don't have an art degree doesn't mean I'm not qualified to teach art or tell someone my technique or what I do. I'm allowed to do that.
Most successful artists don't have a degree.
I know, but you know, it's that thing that kind of gets beaten into your brain, right?
Pablo Picasso.
And we have to remind ourselves, yeah, right, that we literally, talents don't mean anything when it comes to your livelihood. You can do whatever brings you joy.
Yeah.
And if you really have talent and really can find a way to make it work for you, like monetarily, then it can be an actual income.
Yeah.
All it is about having the business mindset. That's the thing.
Yeah.
A lot of people are talented and they have, you know, they could do whatever. They could fix cars or sew dresses or make purses or, you know, put products together or whatever. They
yeah.
can have that mindset and be so, so, so creative, but then completely lack the drive behind it. Like how to make it a business or how to make it work in a way that could be made, like making money.
Yeah.
You know, if you're missing that part of your mindset, then all you really have is the talent, but you don't have the drive to make the money.
Yeah.
So you, there's some things that people still have to learn, right?
Yeah.
When it comes to living your life, you have to learn how to make sacrifices.
Yeah, you can. That's comfort is something that traps people.
Yeah, that. Oh man, that's a big one we had to give up was comfort.
Yeah,
I don't even think that we really roped that into our overall like questions. But that's
no, we didn't.
You know, is like yeah, like
if you wanna get outside of any sort of system, you're gonna have to be willing to be uncomfortable. And uncomfortable doesn't mean necessarily that you're like struggling or like you know. You're going to have to get used to things being different than the way that they were when you were like working the regular 9-to-5, which I still have a regular 9-to-5. Like I'm, Still trying to get out of that myself, but with your business growing as quickly as it has, I mean, your business is, you've had it for like 3 years and it's doubled every year. And so if it keeps doubling every year, like we will attain that freedom.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's my goal.
But like for right now, I'm still working my regular 9 to 5 to just,
Yeah, and
as a
you might
cushion.
be for a while, you know. But I want to.
Not if I can help it.
I know. I mean, I'm saying
I'll
like
jump off
I'm
of a
saying
fucking bridge.
we're trying to streamline it to keep it like to a year or less. But we've been working towards doing that, and it's really difficult, you know. Like a lot of this kind of ropes into it, but the American dream, right? You can't just walk into a place and open a business.
Definitely.
You can't just, you know, put down, I mean, you could have all the money in the world and these people will be playing with your time, your money, your energy, the
Yeah,
whole nine
totally.
yards. Like
It's
we, you know,
especially when you're looking at like trying to like partner with people. Don't ever, fucking trust anybody
Oh my
to be a
gosh.
partner, because that's something that we've ran into. Like we have the money to put into to invest in a business potentially, and what's hard is like
Literally is finding
everybody's,
people who are actually going to commit to
yes,
that.
people that are not just talking, people aren't that are just bullshitting
I
you.
mean, you
Because when
could
it comes
literally
down
tell
to
them, hello, I'm asking you for this amount of money. Do you want to come work with me? And they
when
go,
it
yes.
yeah
And then you literally give them the time and
yeah
then
when it
ask them for the money. And they go, no, sorry, I don't have it.
comes down to time to make that sacrifice, nobody's willing to take that step.
That's another
So
part
their
of the American
businesses will
dream.
never grow. Their businesses will never grow.
Yeah, well, that's a part of the other dream too, is sacrifices.
Yeah, you
Okay,
have to.
a lot of what is not told to you is the sacrifices that need to be made.
Yeah.
You will not always be comfortable. You will not always be able to live in a 5-star luxury place.
Yes.
You may have to live in a crap apartment with crap, you know,
Yes.
parking, crap, everything. You may have to, you know, shop with coupons or get food from a pantry. I mean, we went years getting food from pantries and then getting food from the grocery stores because we couldn't afford to get food all the time, you know, with a young baby and I mean, living is expensive.
It
Living
is
is
expensive.
rough, and like, and I don't have any shame in that. Like, I try to get assistance as much as possible. I try to
Absolutely.
apply for as many options as I possibly can to make my life a lot easier because a lot of the things that should be given to us like on demand are not. Like if this was the American dream, I would have free health care so I wouldn't have to fucking kill myself to pay off one bill if I, you know, break my
Yeah.
leg or like if my lung collapses. I mean,
Yeah.
we should have a better
Insurance is
overall
unaffordable. Like
system.
everything's
Yeah, it's
unaffordable.
awful. And that's what's so annoying is like we can't even afford most like almost most basic needs, but then they tell you, no, you're making enough to pay
Oh shit,
insurance or
yeah.
you're making enough to, you know, you don't need any help. It's like, who are you to tell me I don't need help?
Yeah,
Like these things get so out of hand.
when I got the quote for the insurance that the city that I work for provides, they don't provide it. They just source it, and then we still wind up paying it out of our checks. It was literally taking half of every check. And our HR person was like, I need you to fill out the insurance
No, ma'am.
forms. And I'm like, I am not getting that insurance because
No.
I won't be able to afford to live here.
Like, no. Like, absolutely not. It will not
And
happen.
yeah, they were like, well, you have to have insurance. And I was like, then I will fucking worry about that. Like that's not your problem.
It's really difficult trying to survive in a country that is just, you know, it's tough. Like everything is getting expensive.
Yeah.
Everything is kind of it feels kind of like, I don't know, I don't want to say the word trapping, but
It is a trap.
I feel a little trapped.
It's
Yeah.
100% a
Like
trap.
whenever someone asks me like, "Oh, well, where do you want to go next?" I kind of just think to myself like,
The American
I don't really
dream,
know because I feel like everywhere I'm not going to be happy.
the American dream is a pyramid scheme. And
Hoo-hoo, I love your rhyming skills, Dr.
to get into the
Seuss.
next question, why is the American dream such a staple when we can clearly see as modern,
Times have shown us, huh?
yeah, modern times
Yeah.
have shown that like it's not fucking working anymore for like the majority.
Well,
But why are we still clinging to that bullshit?
you know, well, like I said, because I think it's just beaten into our systems.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's something that is really taught to us at a young age,
Yeah.
and our parents believed in it, and their parents believed in it, and their parents believed in it.
Man.
So I think that it's just the cycle that is continuing on and on and on.
You have no idea how thankful I am that the generation that established this, like, stupid shit is almost dead.
Yeah,
Like,
you know, like they're on the way out. Like we're
yeah.
coming into a new era. And I'm really thankful, to be honest, that that we're not afraid to take risks. Like I think that that's one of the big things is when you are looking into
Definitely, I
living
would
any kind of
say.
an eternal or eternal really any kind of alternative lifestyle, right? It's not going to feel as secure. Like no, we're not going to be walking into buying like a fully furnished, ready to go house. No, we're not walking into buying a piece of land that's just ready to build on. Like, no, we're not going to be walking into just like something simple. Like, everything that we're going to be doing is going to be hard and it's going to take time and
For
it's
sure.
going to take money.
For sure, yeah.
All those things that we decided to just sign up for and go, yeah,
Yeah.
like we bought a bus and decided that that was going to be like our first go at a
Yeah.
plan.
Yeah.
And at this time, because you know, gas prices are
We've had
rising,
it
if they
for a
continue to go
year
any
and
higher, we're gonna definitely be getting a piece of land and just park
yeah,
on
we're gonna be buying
and
us a cheap ass piece of land
park it.
in Missouri or somewhere dirt fucking
Honestly, I'm
cheap.
thinking like we should just move
And
like the like a neighboring state, like New Mexico or
yeah.
like Arizona or Kansas or some shit, and just get
Or we
there,
parking that
drop it, and then
motherfucker and
come
putting it
back.
on
Yeah,
blocks.
do something because it would be difficult to, I feel like there's definitely nothing affordable like close to where we live, like in the inner city.
No, the state
We
of
would,
Colorado is a fucking joke.
yeah, we would be traveling pretty far to get like to town like on a regular basis. And so, as much as like I love it here and like all of the things that we've built, the connections we made, and just like the life that we have, yeah, you know, it is going to be hard to sustain, which is why
Yeah.
we have to think of more like alternative ways of thinking of living.
Speaking of sustainability, do you believe like wages will ever match the cost of living?
Oh man, you know, I don't know. I really hope so. But the way it's going, probably not.
I don't think it will
I
until
don't
we
think
get
it ever
outside of the
will.
two-party system and the boomer generation is dead. I don't think we'll ever get away
Well, what
from that
needs to
until.
happen truly is like an actual strike, like an actual nationwide strike across the entire board. People
Yeah.
need to demand more because that's what we need.
We need a
We're
government
living,
reboot.
yeah, I'm saying they need to see that like we are serious about needing these wages to be increased.
Yeah.
We are living in a, I mean, literally Colorado, our minimum wage is $12, I believe. I believe they just raised it and the minimum wage is like $12.
Yeah, and
But
to
we need like 27
Yeah, I was looking at
to
like the
live.
I was looking at a scale of like state by state what you should be making to be meeting the like the cost of living. And Colorado, I want to say, was like you should be making in like the mid 20s
Yeah, you need to
range,
make like
like mid 20 an hour, yeah,
$27,
per hour.
$26 to $27 an hour is what we need
Yes,
to be
to
making.
even be
And people
meeting
are like,
the cost of living.
most places here, like if you get like what people are calling like quote unquote a good job is $20 an hour,
Yeah.
and you're still making $7 less than what you should be.
For sure,
You
yeah.
know, it's like you're still take we're still taking all of these like these just underhanded like handouts, just like, you know, here, make it work. Like it's just kind of
Yeah.
ridiculous, you know,
Here's a stimulus
to
to shut
have,
you up for a
yeah,
little bit.
right. It's very, and that wasn't even really, and that wasn't even a handout. That was, they were taking your money and handing it to you early
Yeah.
and then telling
Yeah,
you,
you're still paying
you
it in
know, we
taxes.
may or may not tax you on that. You know what I mean? Like
Yeah,
it's,
nothing's free.
I feel kind of, I just want more people to realize that they have, there's more between the lines
Yeah.
of like your traditional
Yeah.
living.
Yes.
If you are having troubles figuring out why you're consistently not content,
Yeah.
it could be something to go along with the fact that maybe you're not living to your true heart's desires. Do you know like what I mean?
And speaking of true heart's desires, do you think that alternative ideals will ever be a new norm
You know, I think so.
in
I mean, I
Western
feel like a
thinking?
lot of people are starting to go that way. A lot of
Yeah.
people have been starting to take up alternative living styles.
Yeah.
And like, I don't, and this was, and I want everyone to know that this is not us bashing anyone who lives like a regular life that is just in the lines of what we talked about, you
Yeah.
know, having your regular 9 to 5, you know, having family, kids, marriage, the whole thing.
But I am
You
calling you out.
No, we're not saying that. What we're saying is that we just think that more people need to question
Yeah.
the lines of which the systems are built.
For
We
sure.
have a lot of like corrupt systems and a
For
lot of ideals that no longer fit the society in
all of
which
the
we live
system is
in.
corrupt.
Yeah,
Capitalism is not working
yeah,
anymore.
nothing that is happening right now is fitting the life in the world that we live in.
Yeah, two-party
They're
system
trying to
doesn't work
make things
anymore.
work that don't work. Like, I was literally just talking to a mom the other day, and this is not something that we encountered when we lived in Oklahoma. Maybe it's because we were like fresh parents, or because we never had to deal with like living somewhere that has such inclement weather. But living here, right, there's like at least one or two times during the year when there's bad weather, or like not the year, but during these times when we have colder weather. So what it's been like the last 2 months, every once in a while they have late starts or they cancel school altogether. And I was telling him, I was like, what do you think happens to these parents that are actually normal parents with like 9 to 5s? Because I am a very flexible parent because I work my own schedule. I can work from anywhere at any time. And I don't have to be on a schedule. So if she has to go in 2 hours late or miss a day, it's like no big deal for me. But for other parents, they have
That would be a
daycare
pain in
and
the
they,
ass.
right, they have daycare. They have to find somebody to replace or
Or
have to
call
have,
into work,
or
like
call into work
yeah.
or, right. And I remember when I
And
worked
it's
a
been
regular
happening a
job,
lot
calling in
lately.
was a big hassle, you know, because a lot of jobs are not built to have like, good call-in systems. They're more like, well, you have to find your own cover. Or you have to take that money out of like, you know, your sick pay, if you even have sick pay. And if you don't have sick pay, you're just taking a day with no pay. Like whenever my mom takes off from work, and she's elderly, okay, like she's in her 60s, she works part-time. Because she's part-time, anytime she has to take off work or miss a day, she's not getting paid. You know? And that's stressful for her. She's like, well, you know, I don't want to miss a day because I won't get paid. It's like, ugh. And she can't work full time because this is how the system works. She's on Social Security. So even though they're technically paying her, right, they're not paying her enough to live. She still has to work a little bit to make enough money to live. And even then, they're still restricting her, saying, well, you can't work too much because then we won't pay you. I mean, these are the systems that we're living in.
For sure, yeah.
It doesn't feel like it's setting us up to be comfortable. It's setting us up to, you know, be elderly homeless people.
Well, I'm thankful that there's a lot of younger people right now that are like pissed off and like
Right. We need the changes.
hating a capitalist two-party system. Like, it's not that we know that it's not working. We've known that it's not working for years, but the older generations that it did work for, they're running on the like the base basically like they're running on the fumes of capitalism, and it's still working for them because they've already got their lives put together,
Right. A lot of
most of
those people
them.
bought. I mean, like, it's driving me nuts. Everybody who's
When
like,
they bought their
yeah, you know,
houses,
I
they
bought my
probably
house
bought
when
it
it was
for $15,000-$20,000, and
exactly.
now you're looking at like
They
you
bought
can't
houses
spend
for
less than
so cheap.
$200,000,
Yes.
and
They
that's
bought
in
houses for
Oklahoma.
so cheap. And now we can't, like, in Colorado, we can't get a house for less than like
Three hundred
three or
thousand,
400,000
and it's a shitty
these days.
house
And
still.
I, exactly. And I would, I.
That's the bare
I, over
minimum.
my dead body, will be signing up, signing myself up to be in for that much debt. I
No.
just can't see it. And but I feel, you know, I do feel envious of the people who can. Like, I'm happy for those people who are able to buy houses for themselves, but I just don't see that for myself. I see myself wanting to, you know, die debt free. I don't want to pass
Well, I
on
don't give a shit
all
about
of the.
debt.
I do, because I'm saying, like, if we sign up to pay for a house, right? You're signing yourself up to make sure that you are paying that mortgage for the next 40 years. No matter what. No matter if you're sick, you're
No, I
dying, you
mean,
get cancer, whatever. Like, you are doing it,
we
and
were
that
saying the
stresses
same
me
thing. I
out.
just worded what I was saying
Right.
wrong. Yeah, I get, I
Right.
get, I,
I don't
I'm
want a long-term commitment to something that it drives me, it makes me tingle just thinking about like how long
Yes.
it would take me to pay something off like that. And then, you know, if I even get to that point of paying it off, right? Because by that point, I mean, I'm literally in my 20s. So in 30, 40 years, I'll be 60,
Oh.
50. I'll just be paying off my
I'll be
house
close to death, thank God.
and barely retiring, because you can't even retire until you're like 60, 6, 70,
It's like
70, 60. I
65-ish.
think it's 67 now, but
Yeah, it just
yeah, you know what I
depends.
mean? Like
It just
they're
depends.
dragging it out. So it's something to think about. But with that,
So if you can tell, we're a little jaded.
yeah, you know, if with that, you could tell that, you know, we are not followers of the American dream.
No.
But we are people who are supportive of people who are achieving their dreams, no matter what they are. We don't judge. We just, you know, I think that where we come from
But if you catch me
is
burning a flag, don't say anything.
no. I just think that where we come from is truthfully, we come from poverty. Let's
Yeah.
just be real. We both come from backgrounds that did not really give us a very good start in life, and because of that, we're still dealing with that to this day.
Yeah.
It does affect you, you know, the way that your life starts when it when you find that it is harder to get a start in life or harder to achieve things in life. You know, it does make things a little bit difficult.
Yeah.
And because it is not so easy for us to just go off and buy a house, you know, we do have to get creative, and
Yeah.
which does make our lives a little bit more interesting.
Yeah.
So
For sure.
that's okay. The struggle makes your life worth living.
It does. Comfort is not something that you're guaranteed. It's not even
For
something that you
sure.
should
It can be
want.
taken
Like,
anytime.
because
That's kind of what we noticed.
people that are comfortable are lazy and they never accomplish anything. Like, there's a saying, I can't even think, I think it's a Scandinavian saying, but it says when, let's see, when the boats were made from wood, the men were made from steel. And I think we just have our people, like, people are just too soft these days and too, they want to be too comfortable.
Right.
When it's
Everything's needs to be.
that discomfort that like makes you evolve and move on to like
Yeah.
the better you.
We're getting everything a little bit too, like everything is just too like easily accessible these
Well,
days. We're
it's
just
unattainable and too easily accessible all at the
at the
same
same
time.
time. Yeah. It's like, oh, you know, anybody can just go and buy this or that, but not anybody.
Yes.
Like you still have to have money. So
Yeah.
it's kind of raising up, you know, the lines of the limits of the elites, but this is a life we live, man. This is
For sure.
America.
For
So we're
sure.
just I mean, honestly, like
Revolution.
I feel like I don't want to get copyrighted or anything, but I feel like, you know, this is the part where I need to be playing like that little like that Childish Gambino song, like this is America.
Oh,
This is
yeah.
America. Like
Yeah.
that one, like I need to be playing that right now. But anyways, we hope you all, you know, have enjoyed this episode.
Yeah.
We didn't
This
mean
has
to
just been
be
kind of a
like
free
super
for all
negative or
ramble.
daunting or anything, but hey, like
No,
we want to talk about real life stuff,
I
you
think
know
it
what I
was in
mean?
good humor.
Yeah, this is
Fuck
real life.
America.
This is real life, you know? Like being an adult is hard and paying our bills is hard and like living a regular life is hard, man. And sometimes I don't want to pay rent. Sometimes I
Yeah.
just want to live in a van and live by the beach.
Yeah, and since we're on the brink of World War III, like,
Who knows what's
honestly,
next?
who gives a fuck about anything?
Yeah, I mean, like if that's what's happening to the people over there in Ukraine, we have a lot bigger problems going on.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, if you all want to keep up with us, get in touch with our community, submit us some questions, you know, get in touch with our link tree or whatever. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Heathen in the Hedge Podcast. We would love to connect with you there and, you know, have a good old time just, you know, hearing what you all have to say.
Yeah. This has been fun.
This has been fun. So, we thank you all so much for joining us. And this has been Heathen in the Hedge Podcast. I'm Shay.
My name is Merlin.
And we will catch you all on the next one. Blessed be y'all.
I love you.
Peace.